Thank you. Please continue eating this delicious meal. We're going to continue with our program. Barry Needle. The reluctant honoree. Barry Needle, the truly modest, devoted, community servant, and family man. Barry Needle, the man who devoted countless hours, day after day, season after season, to keep our synagogue going and to make this a better place for us all. To you, Hesse, Barry's steadfast partner, we say thank you. Thank you for giving us, Barry, those 3 years. We know they were filled with challenges and opportunities, and you make a swell team. But then, let's just look at the team you make parenting and grandparenting. Building family is what you do. Your kids, Aria, Rachel, Aaron, and Manny, have to be so proud of you. It is a joy watching you daven with your grandkids at your side or on your laps. And this is a legacy you have built for them. Barry's cousin, Jackie Oppenheimer, is unfortunately out of town this weekend, yet she so wanted to be here. Jackie told me, quote, "I got in the right line for cousins. Barry is and was the best. He is witty, he's humble, and he's a total loving friend. He was even the MC at our wedding. I just cannot describe how wonderful he is and how lucky the shul is to have had him," end of quote. And that, Barry, has been my challenge too, to find the right words and nuances to capture your charm, your Ziskeit, and your abilities. Who can forget Barry's shining, sweet disposition and unflappability when accosted from all sides about so many diverse and sometimes disparate needs? Barry's ability to stay grounded, make good decisions, and look to the future allowed us to be in this place today and experiencing the growth that we are experiencing now. Rabbi Bienenfeld writes about, quote, "The uncommon and exceptional role Barry played during a critical period of the shul's history." Rabbi goes on, "What marked Barry's tenure and what made his leadership so incredibly outstanding was his unshakable combination of integrity and honesty, complemented with a persevering devotion to the welfare of our shul. This combination of personal Ehrlichkeit, genuine humility, and communal responsibility gave Barry the strength of character to uphold all that was and is sacred and dear to young Israel's tradition of Torah and mitzvot. For this and more, the man is to be revered and honored and loved by a shul deeply grateful for all his selfless efforts." End of quote. Rabbi's words are right on. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2008 Distinguished Service Award winner, so deserving, Mr. Barry Needle.
Thank you. First, I want to give a big mazel tov to Rabbi Shulman on your installation. We hope that you'll become as thrilled with us as we are with you. Mazel tov to our teachers You are truly the crowning glory of our shul. And Bonnie and Rachel, wow. Thank you very much for this honor. I am extremely touched and overwhelmed by the outpouring of good wishes that I have received from all of you. Thank you. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the future. I want to make a brief remark about our young Israel. Hesse and I have four great kids here, Manny, Rachel, Aaron, and Aryeh. We often remark among ourselves that if we were to have placed a special order for how each of them would turn out, our order would never have measured up to what Hashem has given us. I'm not saying there were no challenges, for many of you have known them all their lives and know better. Hesse and I are not solely responsible for the adults that they have become. Certainly, the schools and their teachers, their friends, and their life's partners played a major role in their character development. But you and our shul played a no small part. There was a difficult period when Manny and Aaron were very young age. They used to come to shul, and they had no one to sit by to look after them. Wrong. You see, there was a Lester Zephyrin who had two seats waiting for them by him and his boys. And there was an Uncle Izzy who would see that they stayed out of trouble. And a Kenny who would pop in on a Sunday morning and say, "Let's go fishing." Later, when Aryeh was trying to get through his first fast, it was my partner Murray of Murray's Travel that saw to it that the minute that chauffeur blew, that Aryeh was taken care of. When Manny came back from Eretz Israel, and just before the Elzman, he decided he wanted to go to Near Israel, he showed up in Baltimore with an application in his hand to check in. The administration didn't know how to react. Rabbi Kolevsky Zatzal told them, "We will accept him, and he's in my shir." Rabbi Kolevsky related to me that they asked him why. His reply was, "My mother said so." We become like family. We share our simchas. We are there for our difficult times. With family comes responsibilities and just sacrifice. When Rabbi Bienenfeld and Rich called on me to ask me to assume the presidency of the shul, I in no way saw myself in that role. And if I knew what was going to happen, what's going to transpire, there is no way that I would have agreed. It was just the realization that we all share responsibility. It was my time. It was my turn. It was time to pay up. My message is we all share the responsibility in our shul. It's just a matter of when we take our turn, not if. We all have different talents, personalities, but there are many, many roles to play in our shul. I could never do what Bobby is doing right now. Somehow Hashem picks the person for the situation. Once we take the responsibility, we become victims of circumstance. Hashem picks our pekala, then you do what you gotta do. My mother, Aleha V'Shalom, taught me to be a peacemaker. My father, Aleha V'Shalom, was firm in his values. Perhaps they were my guide. Although I may at times have felt alone, I always had many of you lending assistance and encouragement all along the way, and I thank you all very much. Rabbi Bienenfeld was an immense help as an advisor and confidant before and after he made Aliyah. You can see from his very touching remarks that we developed quite a close relationship. I thank him for all he has done for me and for us. I want to give a Karsa Tov to my teacher, Rabbi Feder, and Rabbi Green, and my brother Marvin Zichrono Livracha, who I turned to many, many times for their wisdom and advice in many areas that I knew was beyond my knowledge. Claire Conway, it's your turn. Claire was concerned and shared every burden. Claire had to take the phone calls that came her way. She often took the heat for me. Claire, there's no words to express my appreciation for your efforts. Thank you. It was a blast. Last and most important, Hesse is my life partner, my confidant, my Ezer Kenegdo. She's by my side in every way, every step of the way. You are my strength when I am weak, and you inspire me when I'm down. If I did anything right, Hesse was there to help guide me. When I messed up, she probably warned me in advance. Now we look forward to a very exciting future. Rabbi Schulman brings to us a tremendous wisdom, energy, sensitivity. He's a very able leader, a Talmud Chacham in every sense. Under Rabbi Schulman's great leadership, it will be a far, 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 far better place we go than we have ever been before. I like Tale of Two Cities. May he help us to merit the Gula Shlema B'mehei Rabbi Yameinu. Thank you very much.